you know, standards of medical practice across the board have increased beyond all recognition over that this very period of time that I've been working here. And there's a huge amount of preventative medicine now, which really wasn't being practiced at all when I first started working here. And there's a much bigger multidisciplinary team as well, nurses, healthcare assistants, psychologists, and so on, none of whom were available when I first started working here. So I would say that the service has improved considerably, but it is to the detriment of some of the social contact that used to take place. But maybe that's appropriate in terms of keeping up with health and safety requirements and the requirements of modern day general practice. I think that the building has by and large kept up very well. Staff that we employ, we have two nurses, two healthcare assistants, a large number of receptionists, a whole dedicated admin team, and that's probably and then we have a psychotherapist and a team of counsellors that she works with, some of whom are sort of senior students on placement here. But then obviously we have a much wider primary healthcare team that we work with, which has always involved the district nurses and health visitors, but also now involves other staff such as advocates, family welfare worker, substance misuse workers, physiotherapist, diabetes nurses. I'm sure I've missed out several people. I can't think of any more off the top of my head, but my practice manager would have the full list.
Yes.
The Christmas party that we have now is huge. It must be, you know, getting towards 50 people. So that gives you an idea of how many people are in the team.